Good morning, Masai. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. How are you, man?
Good. Joey and I were wondering, because big game six tonight of the NBA Finals, Cavs and Warriors, Golden State can close out the series. Are you glued to the television, and how do you watch the game?
Honestly, I don't mean to disappoint anybody, but I don't watch it as much as as people, you know, like people think. When after you lose, you know, there's going to be 29 teams that lose in the NBA. So I'm going through, you know, like sometimes not the disappointing stages, but, you know, where you're thinking about like a lot of things and preparing for the draft. But I watch it, you know, like, but it's not like I sit down and I'm glued to it, you know, like I'll come back, watch it for a quarter or watch it for some time and then go do other things, because in your mind, whether it's reality or not, you feel like you should be there. I don't think our team was maybe good enough as like those guys to be there, but just in that competitive spirit, you know, like you want to, you feel that way. So no, I don't want, I watch it, but not really like glued to it.
So what you're telling me is that the ratings are down amongst the other 29 teams because they all feel worse than you.
I would if you did a poll, you know, like I think guys watch it, but I don't know that they're glued to it, you know.
So Masai, now that you got some separation, even though the finals game six tonight, it might end tonight. Who knows what's going to happen? And you got some separation from the season and probably had some time to reflect. The way the league's unfolded in the last couple of years, right? We've seen a proliferation of incredible shooting accuracy. The three has become, you know, it used to be not an afterthought, but it was an accessory, and now it's become a strategy. And you know, the Raptors have one of the best backcourts in the National Basketball Association. There, you got Valanciunas locked up. You've got a couple of question marks. Where do you see the game going, or is it a hybrid? Because this year, with rotations in the final, you've got a combination of outside shooting, but you've also, you know, the other night, Cleveland won that game because of fast break points, but also points in the paint. So, in your mind, is there a place where the game is going, or is it kind of a hybrid right now?
Oh, well, it's very interesting you say that. The 3-point shot has become a big weapon in the NBA. There's no doubt about it. I think in every single position. It's funny. I was talking to Calipari last night, and he said just doing background on some of the prospects, and he said something very interesting. The NBA is becoming positionless, you know, and it's the first time I've actually heard it being put like that. You know what I think it is? We're a trendy league, you know, and whatever goes, we all like go for it. I think Golden State have found the perfect way of playing small. They are experts at it, you know, and use the 3-point shots so effectively because they have two of the best guys in the league, you know, like, teams have done it before. Even Golden State itself has played small with Donnie Nelson back in the past, you know, and I always tell this story as in Denver and George Karl won't play some of our big guys. But I had Mozgov, Kufos, JaVale, and we played small with Wilson Chandler and Al Harrington at the four to spread the floor. And I feel that in the NBA, if you are successful at something, you have to win. You have to win. If you start something new, whatever you do, you have to win. That's the biggest factor. You know, if you're going to play that way, you must win. So I feel like the 3-point shot playing small is great, and I like that style, but I don't think it's the end all. You know, like I look at OKC and they had a phenomenal season and they were 3-1 up. They played those big guys, you know, and they used it phenomenally well and almost won that series. So we're fine with how we are, and we will continue to use the three-point shots with the weapons that we have. But at the end of the day, talent will win, you know, like, and right now I think it's showing in the finals.
The GM of your Toronto Raptors, Masai Ujiri, joining us here on Dean Blundell & Company. That's Joey. I'm George. Masai, you talk about big guys, and Jonas Valanciunas was incredible in the playoffs this season. Took a real jump in his development. How pleased are you guys as an organization in what you saw from JV?
Well, we've been saying it, Joey, for how long? You know, I keep preaching this. Is big guys just take a lot of... It takes time, you know, like, and you can't... You no matter how, what down you go through, you can't give up on them. You have especially big guys that love to play. Jonas just loves the game of basketball. He loves to be in the gym. He loves to work out. He loves to play the game. And with those guys, it just takes a little bit longer than other positions and smaller players. So. I always said it, you know, like if Jonas is like this when he's 22, 23, 24 years old, what's he going to be like when he's 26, 27 years old? You know, like let's think about it in our mind, you know, like he's not going to get worse, you know, he loves to play the game. And that's kind of how we feel. And he was sensational. The other thing, like he learned, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but Jonas went from 270 something, you know, like to at one point he was 248. So he became so light on his feet. And he figured out that's the way to play now, where he can move his feet and run the floor. And if you notice now, after going through the running coach we put him through and the weight loss, he's figured out a way, you know, like where he can be more mobile. And that was very encouraging with the young man.
Our guest is Masai Ujiri, your Toronto Raptors general manager and all-around good man. And Masai, I wanted to say something as far as what you're talking about with Jonas and getting lighter, because, look, you saw what happened with Oklahoma City. Steven Adams, Enes Kanter, and to a degree, Serge Ibaka, we're all athletic. The term long, lean, athletic was used during that series. And to your point, with Jonas, him dropping weight, the days of the big man being slow and plodding, and look, you need a rim protector. But even you look at Tristan Thompson, even though he's not putting up a lot of points, the rebounding is now predicated on athleticism a lot more than physical dominance, wouldn't you say?
Yes, no. There's no question about it, and some of the reason too is because we don't have, we can't. Maybe it's our fault, you know. Like we can't find those guys as good as the guys in the past used to be. Listen, if we had Patrick Ewing or Hakeem Olajuwon or some of those guys, I don't think any of us would be complaining, you know. Like, and those guys were not necessarily like heavy-footed or plodder guys, you know. Like they were just so skilled and so good. I totally agree with you. You know, like it's not. A lot of teams didn't have those guys back in the day, and so they had to put bigger guys, you know, like the guys you're talking about, that had to guard them, and that had to stay in front of these guys and guard these guys in the post, because a lot of stuff was done in the post. And now a lot of stuff is done out in pick and rolls and out in the perimeter, so it makes for a mobile five and a mobile four, and that's the way the league has trended now. Well, if we scour around the world and find a few more guys, you know, like that can play in the post, I think you never know if the league goes back that way. You just have to win in this league, and then everybody looks at that formula and or a copycat league. And I don't so much believe in that. I believe in, you know, finding ways by yourself, being creative, and figuring out ways to win.
Masai, we heard this week that DeMar DeRozan opted out of his contract, and we all know, I'm sure, it wasn't a surprise to you whatsoever. Where are we at right now with contract negotiations with DeMar DeRozan?
Well, nowhere, because right now we can't. Everything starts July 1st, so we're still in the same place that we were. At the end of the season, but we talked. We had a good exit meeting, and I'll fly down to go see DeMar at some point within the next couple of weeks, and just have a good chat with him, and we'll go from there.
Masai, how's he going to make ends meet? He has no paycheck right now, and in between his next deal, is he going to be okay?
You know what? It's going to be like a very difficult period for him, but I think he will be fine.
I want to be serious for a second, because you're a guy that I respect so much because of your heart. You have a big heart. That's why I think that one of the things that makes you successful and players want to play for you. And when you talk to people around the National Basketball Association about Masai Ujiri, the fact that you are incredibly humanitarian is one of the first things that comes up, even before talking basketball. With what's happened recently, you know, again, more gun violence in the United States, what happened in Orlando. I just wanted to get your take on what's going on right now and how you feel about the world in general and the way things are going. It seems like we're in a pretty rocky time. More, you know, we were talking earlier before you came on the air, Euro 2016, all the violence in France at the actual games. It just seems like a pretty weird time.
It's a very weird time. You know, I feel that I can be sad. I feel that, you know, if you are a leader, you have to be hopeful. And I think leaders around the world, it's a huge time for us to like really step forward. Some of these things, you know, I think when you're dealing with people with problems, maybe it's hard to predict when some of these things are going to come by. But I just feel, you know, with what is going around the world and the way people are thinking now, and with all the terrorism and everything that's happening, we really need to step up. You know, that's why we're put in this unique positions, because we can't have things like this continue to happen. You know, you mentioned the football going on now in the European Cup in France. It's something, you know, like that I followed since I was a kid, you know, like, and you watch it so, incredibly well. And now when you're watching it, half of it is you're watching football, and half of it is you're watching the news. And my heart goes out to the people in Orlando, and it's really heartfelt for me, because I don't know how some of these things are justified, but we do have a problem in the world, and we leaders need to step up.